Elon Musk on SNL. Good ratings. Let me lead with the positive.
Yeah, oh, I'm good. Sure.
Ratings were up. Mm-hmm. So that's the headline.
Well,
that's
the curiosity factor of what's he going to say? What's he going to do?
Again,
how are they going to interact with him?
Again, and I also want to ask, I never really understood the blowback. Dave Chappelle was talking about this. I don't understand what the blowback was. I do this for a living. I don't fully understand why people were freaking out that he was going to be on SNL. But anyway, so that's first. Probably,
and he did address some of it, like the controversial tweets about the vaccine.
Right. He said, don't worry about wearing a mask. People got upset about that at the beginning. Oh. And he admitted he was wrong. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay.
So he cleared that up in the show, but leading up to that.
To which I will say, there are far more controversial people that have hosted that show.
Oh,
so,
yes.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's like, wow, we're so damn sensitive. Anyway, so
good ratings. That's great. I wasn't sure how that worked out, but guys, I thought he did great.
Did you think he was good?
I thought he was funnier than I thought he would be. He also revealed that he's the first person with Asperger's to host, which
I'm so glad he said that.
First admission to that?
I don't think he's ever said that before, and it really explains why he might be sort of a little awkward.
Yep. Here he is during the monologue with that.
I'm actually making history tonight as the first person with Asperger's to host SNL. Or at least the first to admit it. So I won't make a lot of eye contact with the cast tonight. But don't worry, I'm pretty good at running human in emulation mode.
Well, and then they came out and said, Dan Aykroyd came out and said, well, actually, I have Asperger's. So Dan Aykroyd, historically, is actually the first person on SNL. But
so
anyway.
It makes sense about how, because then I went on a deep dive.
Did you?
Yeah, about him and like how he started creating because his mother was on. And I'm like, what is that accent? So he grew up in South Africa until he was 17 and then got a scholarship to a Canadian university and then transferred to an American university and then to Stanford, I believe. But sold a company by the time he created a company by the time he was like 21. Not the video game, something else that sold for $370 million to Compaq.
Oh, wow.
I mean, so that hyper focus on something that Asperger kids we know have, they focus on one particular thing or a couple of things. That has worked out for him.
Oh, yes.
At 23, I was eating chicken from a gas station on my dad's credit card.
I know. I was working at Ruby Tuesday, toting a baby around.
Yeah. He's selling a company for $300 million. Meanwhile, I'm asking friends to help me with my $480 rent. Yeah. With my Dodge Neon.
He's fascinating, really.
Yeah.
I love that he made fun of his monotone voice, and sometimes he had to tell people, I'm joking, because they couldn't read him. And his characters, like, he just had, like, kind of a little, you know, he's quirky, of course, but you could see it even visually, just as he was trying to, like, get into character, and he was a little fidgety, kind of.
Yes.
Just, I thought he was fantastic, and he's way funnier than I ever thought that he would be.
I think I'm on the other side of the...
Really?
I think I'm on the... Yeah.
What part didn't you guys like?
The whole thing. I was fine. You know what it was, is because... And it was before he said the Asperger's revelation. I was... blunt honesty. I was suffering from she. I was having a little secondhand embarrassment.
Yeah.
Because there were... it was an awkward pacing. And I'm like, ooh. Because you want him to do well. And then when he revealed his diagnosis or that he's a person with Asperger's, I was like... Okay, I can relax a little bit. I thought the pre-recorded skits were good. I still don't understand the Chad character from What's His Face.
I don't understand.
Oh, if they keep bringing that character back, and I don't know why, because Pete Davidson, because it's not funny. And anyway, but the Mars pre-recorded bit was funny.
Yeah.
At the end when Chad died.
Yeah, I'm like, please don't bring him back ever. That's it.
Yeah. That was funny. I did love the COVID skit. Oh, the COVID conversations.
Yes. Right. Oh, it's so true.
I'm so bored with myself, hearing myself talk about this stuff. And I was like, yes.
Yeah.
And like, who are you again? I can't remember.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I think I didn't really enjoy his performance as much as Alexis because I felt like the skit sucked. And I feel like the writers are, what is going on? Like, they missed so many opportunities that they kind of used them all in his monologue.
He was willing to go there. That was, like,
and
I think
he
the other
did everything
so...
they asked. I mean, yeah. he made fun of Dogecoin, which is his cryptocurrency, and it went down 40% as of this morning.
Oh. Yeah.
And he went there. He did everything they asked. Like what his kid's name is. They could have done a whole skit on that.
Yeah, naming your baby.
And I just feel like they missed opportunities.
That's a really good point that they not wasted it, but they put it all in the monologue instead of parsing those things.
Or did it go back to it?
Yes,
it
Lex,
you
exactly.
Do it twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my only thing, too. I think he was willing to, maybe the willingness of him to go there, that was the surprising thing to me. And then, the writing was just not so great. But every time he was committed to it. I mean, if we're looking at him specifically.
Totally.
The other one too, the mayor of Easttown.
Oh. Don't tell me. We gotta play that later.
The
making fun of the Pennsylvania accent on mayor of Easttown on HBO.
Oh my gosh.
We have to play it. We'll play that later because we're up against the clock here. Here's Elon's joke about Dogecoin or Doogie Howser or whatever. Here we go.
Another thing people want to know is, what was I like as a kid? Ask my mother, who's here tonight.
I love you very much.
I love you too, Mom.
And I'm excited for my Mother's Day gift. I just hope it's not Dogecoin.
It is. Prices have been soaring for cryptos like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and especially Dogecoin.
Oh, right. Now, what is Dogecoin?
Well, it actually started as a joke based on an internet meme, but now it's taken off in a very real way.
Okay, but what is Dogecoin?
I keep telling you, it's a cryptocurrency you can trade for conventional money.
Oh, so it's a hustle.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I mean, for him to even say that is a big deal.
Yeah, and then Colin goes, I really want to invest in my future, so I have one question. What is Dogecoin?
What is Dogecoin? You can see all these clips on SNL's YouTube page.